Gedroych Show.
The Mel Gedroych Podcast.
It's Mel G, and this week on our Festive Little Podcast, we shall be talking about Xmas scarves, tipping, baubles and chocolate. If you like that, then do have a listen to us every Saturday lunchtime from 1 on Magic. There will be more humorous chat and some fantastic songs thrown in for good measure. ...120% Christmas, that's what you're going to get between 1 and 3 o'clock today with myself, Mel G, and of course, the one, the only... Mr. Michael Bublé. No! Oh. It's better than that. It's better than that. The mighty Bush.
Hey!
Oh, Bushy.
How are you doing?
I'm really good. Is it beginning to feel a lot like Christmas with you?
I think it is. It's gone really cold, isn't it?
I know.
Proper cold.
And also, that lovely thing where you muffle yourself up with a scarf. I love that.
I need to get a scarf. I currently don't have a scarf
what?
At the moment. What type of scarf shall I get?
Well, knowing you, it'll be sort of dark grey slash black.
No, I genuinely, I want a Doctor Who it. I want to go like big, vibrant colours.
You want a comedy scarf?
I want a comedy scarf.
Bushy.
Comedy wasn't quite what I was going for, but I want a bright scarf.
How long?
I don't know. What's the current trend?
Well, if you're talking Doctor Who, and I'm assuming that you mean Tom Baker.
Yeah.
Because that is certainly my era, probably not yours. You're probably more of a Peter Davison, I should imagine.
Was he the guy who was also a vet?
Yes.
Okay, that bloke.
He was Tristan.
Z.
Interesting. But Baker's scarf was sort of knee to knee, wasn't it?
Yeah. Do you reckon I could rock a knee to knee scarf?
Depends what you're wearing it with, love.
I worry to get caught in machinery. Not that I operate machinery, but I don't want to rule out operating machinery.
You operate machinery on your radio shows?
I do, but it's just buttons, Mel. Nothing that's going to get pulling me in.
What about the escalator on the London Tube?
This is it.
That would be that actually would be really scary.
That is actually a waking nightmare that I have quite a bit.
That's a modern day Isadora Duncan right there.
It really is. So I just think maybe let's modify the scarf length. Let's go mid range. Or we can get one of those little ones which people tie around their necks.
I don't like that. I don't like that.
Like a neckerchief.
No, I don't. A sort of cravat that's pretending to be a scarf.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like that, Bush.
A crisp scarf.
No, nor do I like the scarves that are just one circle and they're sewn.
Yeah.
They're just a circle.
Someone bought one of those for me about 3 Christmases ago and I still don't understand what it is.
Oh, mate.
What is that supposed to be? It looks like a balaclava.
It's like a snood or something,
yeah,
isn't
it? Yeah, snood's a word that makes me feel deeply uncomfortable.
I know. It's Nick Kershaw, which is a lovely thing,
yeah,
isn't it? He always wore a snood.
Very much so.
But it is. It's a snood. It's a bit new, snood. What you do is you put it round you and then you do a crossover and then you put the other circle round you, if you get what I mean.
For me, it's the kind of woolly clothing equivalent of, you know, sometimes girls' outfits are quite confusing, like halter neck.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
A halter neck,
yes.
That's when the straps on girls' clothes goes like the other way. Is that right? Is that a halter neck?
No, a halter neck is when suddenly you think you're getting straps and they completely disappear into one strap.
Yeah.
Like they're very attractive. They're very good on the shoulders.
What's all that about?
But not if you have to wear a bra, though.
Exactly. Well, that's why I tend not to wear
them. Bra plus halter neck is not good.
There
you have to be able to go free.
I've never seen you wear a scarf, actually. To come to think of it, I've never seen you scarfed up.
I will show you my scarf. I have it in my bag.
Do you?
Let's have some music and we'll discuss it. Yeah, I'm actually really proud of this scarf.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. Ronnie and the Ronettes. God, she had a good barnet, that woman. Very, very tall, tall, tall barnet. A little bit like Marge Simpson, but sort of cooler.
Yeah. Did she wear, I wonder if she wore like a little hat on it. Marge Simpson always used to wear kind of a little pull-down hat on her hair when she went to bed. She's so good.
Oh, homie.
Hey, now, good impression.
Come on, just slip that in.
Wow.
Now, this, Bushy, we were talking about knitwear, Christmas knitwear, scarves, to be precise, before Ronnie and the Ronettes.
Wow.
Look at my scarf. Hello, sailor.
Is that a scarf? It looks to me like a Native American rug.
It's more, you might say, of a blanket.
That's big. I could have a good old sleep in that.
Is it pretentious?
No, not in a million years.
It's theatrical, isn't it?
It's very theatrical.
It's theatrical, isn't it? It's a massive blanket.
You are down.
It's a throw.
You're down the tinsel mines these days, aren't you?
So, no, mate. I'm heavily down the tinsel mines.
I like it, though. It's good colour to it.
Yeah.
Can I feel the material?
Yeah.
Oh, that is nice, isn't it?
You try it on, Bushy. This might
quality.
Be the scarf. It's a little bit. Oh, I'll just pop into Best of All. Isn't it?
Get myself some tofu whilst I'm watching Ian Brown.
Oh.
What do you think?
Bushy, I actually like that on you.
You reckon?
It's a little bit school nativity, I'm not going to lie. stripy wool blanket, but...
One of the wise men.
How warm is that, though?
It's really warm. There's something about having a warmth around your neck, which is so comfy.
But also, sorry, speaking as a middle-aged lady, that doubles up nicely as a little blanket to cover your knees with.
On a long coach trip.
On a long coach trip.
I love it.
To Yarmouth.
I want to get one.
It's good, isn't it?
It's one inch off a slanket.
Yeah.
It's that big. Do you know what I mean?
Let's never get slankets, Bush.
Never, ever do that.
When we are in our dotage in the old radio broadcaster's old people's home,
yep.
We're not going to be in slankets.
That's the one agreement that we need to sign up for. Never doing that. Never doing a slanket.
A slanket has cuffs, doesn't it? Weird. Yeah.
Hands out of it, feet in it.
No.
It's too much.
Not even in jest.
But a fine line, though. I do like this outfit, so thank you very much. What a lovely present. Thank you, Ma. I really appreciate it.
I'm sorry to be a pedant, a Christmas pedant.
Go on.
But in that track was mentioned pumpkin pie.
Yeah.
I thought that was for Thanksgiving and not for Christmas. Do they eat pumpkin pie? I better ask Patti LuPone, currently appearing in Company at the Gielgud Theatre in London.
Yeah.
If that's also a Christmas sweetmeat or if they keep that just for Thanksgiving.
How far away is Thanksgiving from Christmas? I've always get a bit confused by this.
I think Thanksgiving's at the end of November, isn't it? It's like a month before Crimbo.
Oh, so it's a fair distance.
Yeah, it's a month.
So you might have got them on a technicality. On that song. Do you know what I mean? Imagine that. Imagine that all those years after they make it, finally you've picked up on it and they have to retract the song or re-record it. What else would they put in over the top of it?
Mince pie. No, they don't have mince pies, do they, in America?
No, they don't. I don't think they do.
Well, they don't call them mince pies.
What do they have? What's an American Christmas thing?
Oh, turkey.
Yeah.
No, that's Thanksgiving.
Oh,
that's Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving again. Stop ruining it, Thanksgiving.
I think they must have Christmas turkey as well. Listen, I'm going to see Patti LuPone later on. Oh, there's a name drop. I shall ask her when I'm back in the theatre.
Yes.
Now, my darling Bush, there is so much to talk about. It almost pains me.
Yeah, it's a lot.
And I'm looking at this absolutely adorable parcel that you've just put in front of me. It's my first Christmas present.
Oh, yeah, baby.
I tell you what we'll do. We're going to really keep the tension going. Oh, hello, sailor.
Live present opening.
Oh, live present opening.
I've got my tree up early. I've been giving presents out early.
You've changed.
I really have changed.
Listen, time for some more Christmas music, and I will reveal what is in this glorious red tartan wrapping after a bit of Johnny Mathis. Here we go. I'm opening my first Christmas present. I know that's a bit naughty because it's 10 days before actual Christmas, but come on.
You have to open this one before Christmas.
Oh, I love it. Look, it's got these those polystyrene things that look like Wotsits, but they're white.
You can put them in your mouth and do a Godfather impression.
Oh, it's very light. It's very fragile. It's in bubble wrap. Oh, Bushy.
It's someone we've talked about on this show.
Oh, my God.
Ooh.
It's Sue Perkins.
It does look a bit like Perks.
It's a bauble that's actually Perks.
A Perks bauble.
Oh, can we take a photo of that and put that on the, whatever it's called, the social platforms?
The thingamy bob social platforms, of course.
It's Perky dressed up as a sort of geisha, which is amazing.
It's a posh bauble.
Oh, I love that, Bush.
Because you do this thing where you buy a new bauble each year.
Every year. I think I've converted you, haven't I?
Maybe you've converted, yeah.
You've put your tree up, Bushy.
Yeah.
Have you bought some new baubles?
Well, my other half, Katie, has decided that we're going to do the same thing. We're going to get a new posh bauble each year. So there you go. So start you off with does appear to be Perks.
Holding three dogs, aww, which is very apt because she loves dogs.
Yeah.
That is absolutely... And blue glittery glasses. That is absolutely ruddy, marvellous.
Merry Christmas.
Oh, you're so lovely, Bushy. Now, you may have noticed that I haven't got a present for you.
Hey, it's fine.
That's because it's coming next week.
Ah, see, I didn't want to give this to you, like, and then you open it on Christmas Day and you've got, like, to take your tree down a couple of days later and it'd be wasted as a bauble. That's why I made you open it early.
You're so thoughtful because our tree is going up, what is it now, the 15th? We're doing it tomorrow, the 16th.
Happy days.
Ah! Oh, this is getting very, very Christmassy. Listen to that. We've got little fir trees covered in snow. We've got a golden sleigh.
Yeah.
We've got... What were the reindeer called again? Barry, Larry...
Tom and Harry.
Yeah, man.
And Robert.
It's all working out. It is, of course, the lovely Ledger of Ledge. We like to celebrate every week something that, I don't know, is just a bit forgotten, or people go, huh. Do you know what I mean? It doesn't get the kind of plinth, the dais, if you will, of glory that it deserves.
It's a platform for the little things in life, isn't it? Isn't it?
Now, do you know what? I never, ever thought I would say this because I always said to my girls, no, you're not having that at Christmas. No, you're not having that at Christmas. I succumbed last year, Bush, and I'm really obsessed with it.
What is it?
Spray on snow.
Spray on snow.
It's in a can and you spray your windows, that lovely curvy thing to give you that Victorian / Dickensian look.
It gives your windows that kind of peeping through the window, ghost of Christmas future type look.
Little Timmy Cratchit.
Little Timmy Cratchit. I like it. I like a bit. I like the spray like that. That's good.
Spray on snow.
Spray on snow.
I shall put that in. Spray on snow.
Thank you for picking someone that's very easy to draw, Mel.
Ooh, he's a bit smug, isn't he? Blimey. Bushy, if you wouldn't mind, there's your fountain pen and the Ledger of Ledge being handed over. If you wouldn't mind drawing that, Bush, that would be amazing. We'll check in on your progress after this. Oh, Bush, you've drawn... Oh, that is beautiful.
Does that look like sprayed snow?
Yeah, he's drawn a festive window.
Oh.
With a sort of... are they icicles coming down off the shelf as well?
Yeah, I think so. Ledge? Are you going to have a festive window in your house? I know you're doing your decorations tomorrow. What are you going to be doing?
Oh, there is going to be a lot of activity going on. We bought an 8-foot tree.
Wow.
I don't know if it's going to actually fit.
That is a big old tree.
We've gone for an 8-footer. I don't know quite why.
Is your husband going to have to do the fireman's lift from the centre of town to take that back? Because that's what you normally have to do with those massive trees. Okay. Is it it's a real one?
It's a real one, mate.
Wowee.
It's a real one.
What are you going to put on the top of it?
Right, this is important. So I've got a very lovely, she's a knitted fairy, and she's got a little white knitted dress, and you sort of poke that up the dress so her feet come out the bottom.
Okay.
And she's an angel, she's an angel, and she's got fluffy wings, and she's playing a trumpet.
Oh, is she new, or have you had her for
I've
a number
had her
of
for
years?
Ages.
Have you got a name for her?
She's called Brenda, actually.
Oh.
She's called Brenda. And then I've got a little photo of one of my best friend's sons, Felix.
Right.
Little Felix as a baby.
Any reason?
He looks so adorable.
What?
He's always gone on the top of our tree. He's 17 now. And he writes rap music.
Oh, it's like the baby in the front cover of the Nirvana album or something like that.
Exactly. It's little Felix.
Love it.
He goes right. Oh, it's so cute. What's going at the top of your tree now?
We haven't got anything on the top of the tree at the moment.
What the heck?
We haven't got anything up there.
Bushy?
I don't know what. Did you put a star?
But with the newly reimagined Bush, who loves Christmas and doesn't throw his tree out on the 26th of December and who buys baubles for his friends, I think you need something fairly special to go at the top, don't you?
Has Felix got any other baby pics knocking around?
I'll have a little look.
Brilliant. Put a good word in.
Put a little picture of your little baby at the top.
Oh, a little Thea tree.
Yeah.
That'd be nice.
You could make
a
little sort of thing out of her and have her at the top.
A little chubby face.
It's all about the baby.
It is, isn't it?
Crimbo,
it really is.
It's all about the babies. So Spray on Snow has gone into the Ledger of Ledge. We'll give that its Latin name, which is, of course, Nevicus Faciamus.
Yes.
There we go.
Yes, indeed.
15th of December. Yeah. It's all looking good.
Yeah.
Listen, I think we need some more Christmas music, mate, because I don't know about you, but this station really isn't playing enough of it.
No, I think we need to go a bit more. Are we talking 125, 125%?
120, my love.
Wow.
120. 125 will be next week.
Okay, fair enough.
Good. Here we go.
Question from the tin. Ooh. How many different types of chair do you put around your table at Christmas?
I like to go a little bit ironic, vintage, retro, and I mix it up a bit, which is annoying. So I have like a wooden chair, a padded chair, a bench. It's all a bit, it's all a bit mishmashy, vintage.
A little bit eclectic.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm ashamed to say that I do like to do that. It's a little bit sort of faux chaotic.
I like
I've
actually
thought about it really intensely.
As long as one person is sitting so low that their nose is table level, that's the main thing.
I love that. We have to put two tables together on Christmas Eve because we have the big Polish feast.
Yeah.
And I've tried it out already.
Yeah.
The little table is way higher.
Oh, I love
it. You're going to get sort of blind date stools.
I love
people
those.
Really high up. What do you do, Bushy?
Well, we've got enough seats for everybody this Christmas, bar one. So I'm one seat short. So we haven't got another seat in the house, so I don't know what I'm going to do. Where can you go and just, like, get a seat?
A crate?
Get a crate. That would be quite good.
Quite
get
low, though.
One of those boxes so that we can knock out a tune and they can drum with it as well.
Oh, that would be good.
That would be good, wouldn't it?
That would be... Oh, I love that thing about not having enough chairs at Christmas so you go round the house.
Yeah,
I love
it. Find one.
What about, have you got, like, a something in the bathroom? They're usually good bathrooms for some sort of
special
seating.
Seat with, like, holdy bars and stuff on it.
Yeah.
One of those. One of those big toilet bits.
Not a commode.
Oh,
Bush.
Right, not a commode.
You can't have a commode at the Christmas table.
That really would put people off their sprouts.
Wouldn't it?
Yeah. I'll just get like a fishing seat or something.
Go out and look in a skip and then just see what you find.
So far, you have me outside in a dressing gown,
yes,
giving money to strangers with
yes,
a bottle
Bushy,
of wine, and now
yes,
going through skips.
Spirit of Christmas. It's Mel G here on Magic with the Mighty Bush. Bush, listen, I know it's all go. We've got 10 days to Christmas.
Yeah.
I need to ask you this. How's your week been?
My week has been very Christmassy, Mel. Aww. As you can tell, I'm pro-Christmas
You've
this year.
Changed,
do you know,
mate.
I really have changed.
Is it the arrival of the little Baba?
I think so. It might have defrosted my heart somewhat,
yeah,
a little bit. I'm thinking about tipping people at Christmas for the first time ever.
Oh, yeah, I remember we talked about this last year.
I want to get in on it.
I was appalled.
I know you were. You were really appalled.
I was.
I was like Scrooge, because I'd never tipped a bin man and you're quite good at doing this. So I want to get involved. I want to tip. First of all, who do I tip? Because it's a good festive thing.
Okay, I love the way you're actually taking notes.
I'm going to write it down.
That's marvellous. He's actually taking notes.
Help me be a better person.
With a pen and a paper. Right, when are your bins collected?
We do. We put them out on Tuesday night, so they get collected Wednesday morning.
Wednesday morning. So Wednesday morning, my friend, you are in a jolly festive dressing gown.
Really?
And some comedy slippers with possibly some antlers on.
Right.
And you go out bright and breezy. How many bin men usually come?
Well, it's quite complicated because you get the normal bins taken. They do their bit. And then about 4 hours later on, the recycling guys come.
We've got that covered, mate.
How?
So what you're going to do is you'll start with the bin men.
Right.
I would say a festive bottle.
Okay.
You know, something nice for them to drink. And then something in an envelope, my friend.
This is weird.
Of a cash variety. It's not weird, Bushy. They work for you all year round
yeah,
in horrible, cold, rainy conditions.
They do.
Picking up your rubbish. And goodness knows what's in those bins, I dread to think.
All sorts. Best don't look.
You know, isn't it a good thing to do?
So what you're essentially saying to me is, as soon as I see the bin van coming down the road, I've
run
got a
out,
dressing gown on and go to them with a bottle of drink.
Yeah, and you make a little rhyme.
Okay.
Something like, I don't know, thank you, bin men, you are great. I really hope you enjoy this crate of wine, or whatever it is.
Yeah, okay. And then what about the recycling guys later on then?
Then you go back in the house.
Sit in the lounge.
It's like very much like doing a matinee and an evening show.
Yes.
You prepare yourself for the next show to come. You garner yourself, you get your adrenaline flowing. Then you go out again and you do a different tune.
Right, okay. This does sound like I'm going to have to book an entire day off work, but I'll give it a go. I'll do some tipping.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the key thing is you don't just give the envelope to... It must be made obvious that the envelope is for everyone.
Oh, really?
I think so.
Shall I make it rain with £5 notes?
Like, what was that thing that Davina McCall used to do?
Yes, go, grab it.
Grab a grand.
Grab a grand. Well, grab 20 quid.
Yeah, so fivers. Do it in fivers.
Do it in fivers.
Or tenners, Bushy.
Hey, I'm not made of money.
Oh, Bushy. Listen, you'll feel so good about yourself. It will be a kind of Scrooge revelatory moment.
I'll give it a go. I'll see how I feel.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Promise?
Yeah.
Bushy, I'll be checking up.
I will definitely do it.
Oh, I don't know. He didn't make eye contact when he said that. We'll come back to this. In the meantime, this is the Eagles. The Eagles. Surely they're still going? Gung. Gung.
They won't stop going, that's for sure.
The Eagles.
Is that your favourite big bird?
Oh, Sam the Eagle, mate.
Yeah. You love him, don't you?
I'm obsessed with Sam the
Eagle. Why do you love him so much?
He's
a real bit part character in The Muppets, and you're obsessed with him.
He's brilliant. He's so brilliant. There's an advert on the telly at the moment which features the whole cast of The Muppets.
It does, yeah.
Which one is it?
It's for Warburton's Bread.
It's Warburton's! And
yeah.
I literally jumped out of my chair the other night because the Eagle is in it.
Yeah. Oh, he's in it?
Yeah, you just see him, his really frowny eyebrows. It's for Warburton's.
Barry Warburton, or whatever his name is, the bloke what owns Warburton's, he's pushed the boat out with some big stars, hasn't he? That must have cost a fair bit of...
That's an arm and a leg, isn't it?
Yeah, it must be.
But I've got to say, the roster of Christmas ads, I mean, I've not seen them all, but... Are they as good as years gone by?
I don't think they are, Mel.
But that one, the Muppets one, is brilliant.
Well done, Barry Warburton. You're winning it.
I think so.
Yeah.
Don't you?
Yeah.
Good. Very good. Yeah. Listen, Bushy, so have we worked that out then? You are going to tip the bin men and you are also going to tip the recyclers. Anyone else you want to tip?
Well, I don't know. Who else do you tip in a festive type way? Is that kind of it?
What we do in the theatre, yes. Did I mention I'm in a West End show at the moment? We tip our dresser every week.
Do you?
Come Christmas or non-Christmas. Come high holiday or low holiday.
If you don't tip them, do they do stuff that would mean you think, oh, hold on a minute, I need to tip them, like slightly...
Cyanide in your drawers.
Cyanide in your drawers. That's what I was alluding to.
It's a thing that everyone just does in the theatre.
Is it like bad luck if you don't do it?
Well, I think it's non-you. You don't do it.
Really?
Yeah.
And what? And when you say dresser, what does that mean? They help you put your trousers on?
Yeah. She comes and she, gives us our clothes and helps us all through the show getting into different costumes because there's a lot of costume changes.
Wouldn't it be great if you had someone like that in the morning? They just came over and helped you put your trousers on.
Like Prince Charles has.
Yeah, just someone to put a hand on a shoulder when you're trying to put the other leg in your trousers.
Yeah.
Just to know someone's there if you'd have a fall.
No, I think tip as many people as you can.
I'm going to do it. I'm going to withdraw maybe £40 and walk around the street just handing money out to strangers in a dressing gown with a bottle of drink.
Good. that's a good image to carry with
there
us.
You go.
More great music coming up next. Here we go. So this is Christmas. Rate the following chocolate collections in order of worst to best. Roses, Quality Street, Heroes, Celebrations. Worst to best.
Whoa, that is difficult, man.
I'm saying Heroes is worst. Sorry.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know why. I'm saying Quality Street is best. I'm sorry I've really overtaken this question.
No,
it's
no,
supposed to be yours.
You've gone proper old school with it.
Yeah.
Do you really like Quality Street that much?
Oh, mate, come on!
Favourite one, what are you going for?
The long stalky toffee one in the gold wrapper. Come on.
That's weird.
Why?
That you like. That's the one that's always left in our house.
I love those! Or will you save them for me? They're like fingers. They're like weird, long, straw Peter fingers. I love those.
Are you genuinely asking for the off-cut, kind of off-cast chocolate from our house?
Yes, please. Yes.
A little bag.
Keep them for me and bring them in the new year. Thank you so much for listening to our little podcast. Hear more lols and bants like that every Saturday lunchtime from 1 on Magic.
The Mel Gedroych Show. The Mel Gedroych Podcast.